You've been named to an interim committee that is going to look into Medicaid. Tell us about what you are looking forward to from this committee, sir.
Well, I'm very happy about the creation of this committee because I think it's time that we really look at some possible solutions on how we can reform Medicaid and hopefully expand it and cover more folks in the state of Missouri.
We heard a lot during the regular session this year about Medicaid and the need for expansion, and I'm gathering that's at least in your hope that maybe this will be taken into consideration by this legislature next session?
Yes, and it only makes sense. It gives us an opportunity as a state to draw down federal money that our citizens have paid through their taxes, and we should do what we can to capitalize on those funds to build jobs and ensure more people have coverage in our state.
What do you say to those who argue the point that, well, it would be fine to add dollars to Medicaid, but we would rather see reforms made first?
Well, I don't think it's one or the other. I think it's a false choice. I think you can do both, and I think we need to do both. I think we should add more money to Medicaid, but we also need to reform that system and create a Missouri-style system that works for our citizens but capitalizes on the increased funding from the federal government.
The timeline for the work for this particular committee, relatively short, relatively speaking, and is that the full report is expected to the General Assembly by the end of this year, which gives essentially 6 months. Do you anticipate a great deal of hearings between now and the end of the year?
You know, I'm not sure what our chairman has planned, but, you know, it is an important enough topic for us to spend quite a bit of time on this topic and get something to the full General Assembly by January.